the grandkids.
It's live, so if you want to say anything,
hi, Betty.
Otherwise, I'll forget it. Oh, we are in the living room.
3 minutes?
A few minutes.
I'm not even starting the recording on time, Betty. This is how dire straits we're in.
No one's going to talk.
Are you doing on the record, too?
Oh, yeah.
Don't screw anything up over there. No pressure.
Come on.
Every question I get is, I'll get back to you. I'll have Amy get back to you.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully, tonight we're going to have to ask you.
Your Honor, I'm not entering jury trial. I don't know.
No, Andrew, no. He's going to be a little chilly tonight.
Hasn't changed, has it?
It hasn't.
The chairs are comfy.
I'm going to come watch for a Boy Scout or something.
Do they? Only reason I'm doing this.
For the name plate.
Yeah, pretty sure. Good luck.
I know.
Welcome back.
I didn't know when I was going to be.
I would. I'm a senior council member over on this side now.
Yep. Dwayne had about 6 months, had about a year or two, I think.
It was Dwayne, and it was Dallas, and then it was me. But I took the spot.
Dwayne sent me a text saying he was planning on being here.
Across from my mother, my house.
One act. Play performance, so he will not be here.
Like, no, you said you were going to be here. Call the meeting to order, it's 5:30, first up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the City Council chambers, as well as on the City of Wayne website. The City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual, and if such an individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number 3 is approval of the minutes from November 5th, 2024, our last meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second on the minutes. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, let's roll call. Minutes are approved. Item number 4 is approval of the claims.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second on the claims. Questions, comments on the claims? Seeing none, let's roll call. Claims are approved. Item number 5 is action on the request of Amy White, Director of Student Activities and Student Center, for permission to have a bonfire on Wayne State College's campus on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, from 6 to 8 p.m. You can come on up to the rostrum and name an address, and then tell us what's going on.
Yes, my name is Amy White. My address is 601 Dearborn Avenue in Lynnside, Nebraska. And we're going to have a bonfire. We're going to try and have a bonfire again. So I was here back long ago in the fall, and we're going to try to have one at homecoming, and we couldn't do it because of the red flag warning that was happening at that time. And so we're going to try to do a similar thing, same type of event. Not a homecoming. This time it's going to be winter themed. We're going to have Santa. I think we have some horse-drawn hay rack rides for the community. So folks, not only from campus, but from the community, will be invited to attend the event. And then, of course, we'll have a tree lighting and the bonfire. So that's the plan, hopefully. Weather pending, everything goes according to what we have planned right now. So, yeah.
Okay.
Any questions or anything I can answer?
Chief will be anxiously awaiting December 3rd to make the goal.
Weather permitting, yes.
Move to approve the action request for bonfire December 3rd, 2024.
Second.
Motion is second. Any discussion? It's roll call. Action is approved.
All right. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Item number six, action on the application membership of Kelly Reese to Wayne Volunteer Fire Department. Everybody can come on up if the other two are in attendance. We'll just knock them all down here.
Kelly cannot be here tonight. She is in class. She didn't get out till 6:15, so we did find her favorable to the fire department. She is an EMT, which we need very bad. She comes from us, South Dakota, so go from there.
Okay.
So don't take my picture, Claire.
Not my fault.
So.
Do one at a time, or can we do all three?
Let's just do one at a time.
I'll make a motion to approve the application for membership of Kelly Reese to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? It's roll call. Application is approved. Item number seven is application for membership of Emma Holloway. So Emma, this is our chance to figure out, we just want to know like a little bit about you, where you're from, and why you chose to join the fire department.
Okay, so I'm Emma. I'm a new freshman at Wayne. I'm from Cortland, Nebraska, which is about 30 minutes south of Lincoln. I'm studying biology and pre-medicine at the college. And I'm currently on my fire department at home, and I have been for almost 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Or no, 5 years, almost 6 years. And I'm working on my EMT right now, and I'd like to join the Wayne Fire Department because I really enjoy it at home, and it's something that I'd like to continue, and I'd like to get involved in the community. So.
Excellent.
Thank you.
One thing I'd like to say about her, they actually put her on when she was 14. Mm-hmm.
No cadet, full no. status.
Holy wow.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, so my town's really small, so we're able to go on as an explorer at 14, but you're on the department.
What there. County is that?
Gage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. I'll make a motion to approve the application for membership of Emma Holloway to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion and a lot of seconds.
Thank you.
That's a roll call. It is approved. And item number eight is application on the membership of McKinley Dawson. McKinley, same story for you.
I go to the college here. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm studying drafting design and safety management, and I'd like to join to help out the community and gain experiences. And also it ties in with my safety management. And I do have an uncle who was in the fire department, and I'd like to relate to him in that way, too.
Yeah, I think the safety tie-in is really cool. I think that'd give you some good experience. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the application for membership of McKinley Dawson to the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department.
Second. Motion and a second. Let's roll call. It's approved. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Overall statement that I usually ask you, how are we doing on slots? And
this will put us up to 28 members on the fire department now.
Wow.
So we can, with you guys and with the rural, we can hold 43. So we're getting that. We're getting there. It just takes time.
Yeah.
But if you have a chance, go down by the fire hall and look at our new little sign that we put up. We've had a lot of good comments on it. We're going to be doing a lot of advertising on it and everything like that. So
yeah,
thank you
nice.
For supporting us with that.
Excellent.
So that's it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
See you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Item number nine is action on change order number two in the amount of $10,373 to T.R. Harris for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 3 Lake Amenities Project.
Good evening, Matthew Smith with Olson. This is change order number two, and the contractor has requested this be kind of the final closeout of the project. So they're requesting, so the bathhouse is going to be on the south side there, and they have everything done but the sidewalk in front of that bathhouse, and since they have to kind of wait on that piece until the bathhouse is complete, they have requested, hey, can we just close out this portion, and then once you guys set the bathhouse and construct it, they'd come in next spring or next summer, whenever that gets completed, and they'd finish the sidewalk. But they just want to kind of get this off their books, and then they'll kind of do that piece next year. So taking that part into consideration, this is the change order to finalize quantities. So the biggest pieces of this change order are, there was, if you remember, the original bid was just sidewalk around the lake. If you've been down there, the sidewalk now connects from the dog park to the lake, so this is adding that quantity of that connection. And then we're also taking out some of that sidewalk that was supposed to be in front of the bathhouse, and then there was some additional grading that was needed to kind of connect that sidewalk and some backfilling around the lake. So that's kind of the three major items of this change order.
So how is the contract going to work that we make them come back in the spring?
Yeah, so that's, there's nothing legally binding, I guess. Right now, it's, he essentially said,
But we take the quantity out, so we're not paying them yet.
Yeah, you're not paying them anything for it.
If he doesn't come back, we have to do it ourselves.
Hire someone, yeah.
Okay.
So how's that going to come back to us then, because we'll have done the final.
Yep, so that essentially, the part in front of the bathhouse, we're just taking it out of this project, and that is something that you got, this should be a small enough quantity. If he doesn't come back and get it, you can hire, should be able to hire someone local. That it's just closing that gap between the sidewalks there.
Is it 75 feet, 80, I mean?
Yeah, it's probably
more than that.
Around 100 feet is my, just off the cuff kind of guess, so.
100 feet by how wide?
I think
it's
8 foot sidewalk.
But it'll be maybe a little wider right by the bathhouse because with door issue, yeah.
Yeah, and then also, the south side of the bridge, you have to make that connection piece too, and kind of around the bathhouse. So, and then again, it would have been a different quantity anyway, because he bid this as everything was wide open. He could run the paver all the way around. And if you set the bathhouse, he can't run his paver. So it's a different type of work. So it would have been change ordered anyway out, and then adding that work in. So, again, this was his request, and that's how we presented it. The council wants to handle this differently, we definitely can, but that's what this is, what you guys are looking at in front of you. So,
and this would be something that, I'm not saying that it's a guarantee, but probably something our city staff could do, if we're talking 8 foot wide by 100 foot.
I mean, they could, he wouldn't put a paver in here anyway, this would all be handled by him.
Yeah.
The bigger thing is, it depends on what we do with the next grant allocation. If we do other sidewalks, we put this right back into that to say, do this area too. And I don't know if
where we could.
We could, yep.
How much money was taken out for this portion?
I'd have to do some rough calcs for that.
Because if we have somebody else do it, it could cost more.
Yeah, and it
or less.
Yeah, like I said previously, it's going to cost more anyway because the paver kind of just can go. This is handwork, so he would have requested, hey, I was bidding this as an open kind of area. Now that a building's here, I can't just run my paver through this section. I have to get my guys out and form it up. So it would have cost, it would have been an additional change order.
Okay.
Either way, the exact number, I can get that to you.
That's fine.
I wasn't prepared for that question.
Thinking, well, it just means we're going to pay more.
Yeah.
No. We were going to anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose this is a good idea to get this out.
Yeah, but like I said, it just is kind of a clean versus kind of letting it drag on for another 4 or 6, not knowing when the building's going to be done and set and all that stuff.
And the extra concrete was our request to tie it into the trail system.
All introduce resolution 2024-65, accepting.
We're on nine first.
So approve a change order first.
Action. I'll move to approve the change order number two in the amount of $10,373 to T.R. Harris for the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 3 Lake Amenities Project.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Change order is approved. Item number 10 is action on executive payment number 4 in the amount of $36,154.62 to T.R. Harris.
Yep, so this is, again, the final payout, closing everything out. This is just the lake amenities portion of it. So the trail, the bridge, the fishing pier, and some of the parking around the lake. So this is final payment and closing out retainage and everything like that. So I actually drove down there today, and there's some people walking around the lake, so it's kind of cool to see it already kind of being utilized. But and yeah, just a reminder, there is still an open contract down there, which is the phase one grading, which we're still getting final quantities, and there's a couple areas we need to touch up, but this is a separate contract, so this is just the lake amenity stuff that we're closing out. So
and it's done.
Yep this is okay. Other than the south piece that in front of the bathhouse.
I'll move to approve the certificate of payment number 4 final in the amount of $36,154.62 to T.R. Harris for the Wayne Prairie Park Lake Amenities Project.
Second. Motion and second. Any discussion? That's roll call. Payment is approved. Number 11 is resolution 2024-65 accepting completion of the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 3 Lake Amenities Project. This is also T.R. Harris.
Yep, so this is the T.R. Harris contract. This is a letter we provide at the completion of the project. Some funding sources like to see this on a council agenda, so that's is why it's on this agenda. It's just kind of the acceptance of it being complete. So.
Do we have a one-year warranty with their work?
Correct, yep, there is a one-year warranty. So, next usually, if anything usually happens, it happens over the winter with freeze-thaw and things like that. So if anything pops up next spring or summer, I'll meet with city staff and we can discuss any warranty items at that time. So, yep, 1 year warranty.
I'll introduce resolution 2024-65 and move for approval, accepting the completion of the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 3 Lake Amenities Project.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The resolution is approved.
Awesome. Thanks, ma'am. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 12 is resolution 2024-66, amending water service and use rates. Wes?
Yeah, we cleaned this up from, this is exactly what you had seen at the retreat. We took out, we talked about a $10 surcharge, if you would, on manual read meters. We took that out and we cleaned up how it looked like. It was a much more than a 5% increase. In this, so we took it from the current rates, not the rates we set in 19. So we set rates 3 years, 19, 20, and 21. And so what was confusing the last time was we were taking the new rates in 25 off of the 19 rates instead of the 21 rates. And so this shows your rates are from $23 for a meter fee to $24.50 instead of, I think before it was like, I don't know what it showed, $19 or something. So the proposal is that it would go up $1.50 out that 3/4 inch meter, both this year and the next 2 years. And also for every 1,000 gallons of water, it would go up.
I
haven't seen that in a while.
No, that hasn't happened since the pandemic.
Anyway. And that was Marlon in charge of that. Marlon. So for 1,000 gallons of water, it would increase a dime, 10 cents for the next 3 years. So that's on the water side. Outside city limits is still everything is doubled. That's been a policy we've had for years that has not changed. So any questions on?
No, it makes it a lot more clear than the way that it was listed during the retreat. Yeah.
And then going forward, the next years are just simply that increase. It's not bringing back the current rates. It's just adding on to the next, so. So you get up, so the final increase, which would happen in 27, January 1st of 27, that's what you'd be sitting at. For a 3/4 inch meter would be $27.50, and 1,000 gallons of water would be $2.25.
Do we know what the typical household uses on average in a month?
So, and I'm going to say this is based off of if we don't get a meter read, if somebody comes in and we don't have that sewage usage over the winter, we do 2,000 gallons on like a couple and 5,000 on a family. So I would say 5,000 is maybe your typical average use. But now you've got, obviously in the summertime when you're watering, I mean, I don't know what Matt's done. I mean, I've used 77,000 gallons of water in my yard before in a month. So, I mean, we've got a large lawn and I like to water. Maybe not as much as Matt, but no. So, I mean, it just depends. But that sewer is not figured in on that.
Okay.
So.
Is there any pushback from anyone? Did you hear?
I haven't heard anything. I mean, it's a rate increase, so it's not. People aren't beating their drums going, yes, please do this. But
some people reach out when they don't.
Yeah, no, I have not heard a thing from anybody.
I heard one, Matt, just a comment about how they felt like it was related to the decision and what we'd recently made to the development up there. They felt like it was tied to that project. I forget the company, but Shane Bach. And they,
yeah, you know, Arrowhead felt, Development.
Yeah, they felt like because of that and, you know, funding that, that this was, then we need to go and raise the rates to pay for that project. Yeah. But the way I'd explained it to them, and I thought a rationale that we had discussed was to be able to continue to replace the smaller pipe that we've got.
That as well as the new well that we're under contract with JEO. Yeah,
that's a good point. I didn't say 12. That, but yeah.
Yep.
And when was our last rate increase? In like 2019?
So in fall of 18 is when you made the increase. For 19, 20, and 21, we did a 3-step. So
that's been three years.
It has.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I think that we're going to continue to see this trickle in, the inflation. You know, we set rates, and then all this inflation has happened.
Yeah.
And now we reflect back on budgets, and we say, oh, all of our inputs have gone up, you know, 20%, you know, 30% over the course of 5 years since the last rate increase. So.
Do you
this is going
to
be
how we
a lagging indicator
compared to like surrounding communities, Wakefield, Laurel.
I can tell you that Matthew's from Pender. Should have asked him. I just got something from Beth, who has a connection with Pender. They're raising theirs, or they just raised theirs their sewer rates, $41. So that would be a huge increase. Now this isn't sewer, this is water. Mm-hmm. I think we're very much in line on the water, both meter and per 1,000 gallons. Sewer, we have been high previously. We've been high, especially on the meter charge or the monthly fee. And that was, we did that back when the new treatment plant went in.
I think what's different with our sewer rates is we have a different treatment plant than a lot of other communities where they have lagoons or, you know,
more
retaining pools that, you know, is constantly circulating. So yeah. We're different that way.
So yeah, we've always been very, I would say very average on the water as well as electricity. Sewer, we've been higher on. And you'll see that too. We don't raise sewer as much as, but we can talk about that when we get to sewer. Council last time around liked this, that you did it and it was incremental over 3 years versus getting walloped with one large increase of 25% or something at some point. So.
I'm going to introduce Resolution 2024-66. Move for approval.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 13 is Resolution 2024-67, amending sewer service and use rates. And Wes,
same song, different verse here. Cleaned up the percentage increase or the increase to the meter charge. Currently, the per 1,000 gallons is 762. We left that alone for this first increase or for the first adjustment. No change to that. So that means no change to the outside city limits. So then in 26, we do another $2 increase for the meter fee, and then the rate goes from $7.62 to $8. I believe last time around, we raised it one time and then left it alone as well because our sewer rates were fairly high. And they were set back, I don't know when they did the sewer bond, probably in 11, 12 maybe, and they took into account all the debt on that plant, so. And then in the following year, we don't raise, so we're at $8. We go from $7.62 to $8, and we don't raise that $8 again. We leave it alone at $8. So it's just one increase instead of three like the water is on the per 1,000 gallons. Because, again, we're trying to stay kind of in that medium input. Even though you should run it like, you know, if you're running this like a business, it's whatever your costs are, you should get back in your revenue. But, again, we're just very high on the sewer side on that.
Introduce resolution 2024-67. Move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 14 is resolution 2024-68, amending the Freedom Park Shelter House Rental Policy. This was brought forth by our very own council president, Jill Broderson. Jill, would you like to explain?
Yes.
What is cooking
here? So the one meeting I missed was the meeting that you guys set the rates for Freedom Park Shelter House. We remodeled that park building. We tore down the Girl Scout cabin and said, we will build you guys this building, and you can use it for the scout place. We put storage in there for the scouts to keep their items, their craft items, whatever, so they can have meetings. They can use that building, whatever they want, free of charge, without coming to council every time they want to use it. I know they have places that they meet, but I'd just like to let them have use of that building as long as somebody else doesn't have it rented. They can use it without asking. If they have, hey, let's meet here before we all head out of town, or meet here before we do the paper drive. I want them to use that building. That's what we had intended for it to be used for. We tore down that Girl Scout cabin specifically and built this for that reason.
So do you mean like a key will be given to the scout leader so they don't have to, they would have to check with the city either way to see if it's already reserved, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Keeping the key in dispatch's control?
I think so, yeah. Like, okay. The auditorium's like, you know, we let the basketball, I don't know, a group of basketball people come use the auditorium, and it's fine.
It'd be the same. You just would not see them in front of you to wave it.
Gotcha.
I don't want to see them in front of us. I might break my little heart.
They still have a deposit. We talked about still having them have a deposit down and just carry it on.
Let's say they're out shoveling snow and they just want to go in and warm up for a bit. This was what is intended for that building originally.
They just have to come down to dispatch and get a key.
You mentioned storage. Is there
storage in there? However, Lowell Hagemeyer does have their cleaning supplies in there. Oh. So when somebody rents it, they can go in and get there. So the storage might not work anymore.
Oh.
And right now, the scouts, they all have places that they meet. I think the Boy Scouts meet at a church, and so they have their items stored at that church.
Okay.
But this might be used for something other than their meetings. And as the scouts grow up and phase out, new leaders come up through, and so new leader might like a special place to meet instead of at the church.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Does sound good.
I'll introduce resolution 2024-68. Move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 15 is some appointments to the Recreation Leisure Services Commission. I've got Carol Ellenbecker, Bryce Meyer, and Justin Davis I'd like to put forth for your approval. And that should round out the board. They are ready to begin meeting again. Mm-hmm. After a long time of absence. Get the city website updated and get Doug Sturm off.
Seriously?
Really?
It's how long it's been.
That's bad.
I'll make a motion to approve the appointments to the Recreation Leisure Services Commission, Carol Ellenbecker, Brent Meyer, and Justin Davis.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The appointments are approved. Item number 16 is an update from Dave Peterson, JEO Consulting Group, on the initial interviews with companies that submitted proposals for Southwest Power Pool market participant duties. And I would recommend that we go into closed session on this to protect the public interest.
I'll make a motion to go into closed session, leaving council, city administrator, mayor, and also Dave Peterson and attorney.
Second.
Motion and a second. Let's roll call. Is approved. Did you already end the Zoom, Chief?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I was gonna say. Just put everybody on the.
You don't get all that.
I don't need it.
I'm joking.
One case.
Well, I'm joking. No, that makes sense.
Just 16.
Ready? Second.
Motion and a second to come out of closed session. Any discussion? Let's roll call. We're out of closed session. We adjourn.